Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Power to Be You show. And today is Tuesday, December 4th. This is Sandra Bueno and I am the founder of Live and Learn Coaching Enterprises and the creator of Power to Be You Network Alliance. I welcome you to Blog Talk Radio. And today our show is a 30-minute segment in which I will be taking you through a theme of coaching and empowerment. And I do hope that you have been able to download the different archives and the different shows that have been archived through this program. If you have any difficulty, just simply go to blogtalkradio.com and under search, put in the word Power to Be You, P-O-W-E-R, the number 2, the letter B-E, and the letter U. And the show that we just had last Thursday with Jeffrey Rothman, that was a stupendous show. The content delivered truly was very informative as well as empowering. I would definitely urge you to go download his book, call his company, and really get an awareness of where you are financially. It does not matter where you are, even if you are at a loss, at a place where you do not see which way you're going to be able to move forward. He is there available. He will be able to create a platform for you or a blueprint and just really bring you to realize distinctions about the power that you nonetheless have. And I am there with you because in my current situation, that is an area of difficulty for me and where I do need advice considering the fact that I've been on medical leave for almost 2 years now through a series of on-the-job injuries. However, with that aside, I am also in a very empowered position simply because I have made various distinctions in my awareness and in the fact that I realize that I do not have to be going through this alone, and there are those people who are qualified at a greater level than I am to help me get through a difficult area in my life. So, you know, I urge you once again just to go back and follow through with that. Now, also, I would like to give you the number of where you can reach the Blog Talk Radio. I have the show both on Tuesdays and Thursdays. The number would be 646-716-8620. I am very eager and happy to be here, to have you listening, to have you downloading this program. As the more advanced I am becoming in this and in knowing what my mission is, the more people that I am coming across who truly are embodying what I mean by talking about empowerment, making a difference, knowing what their purpose is, creating a mission, and doing it in a place where all of us will benefit. That truly, when you go out there and look around, you're going to realize that there is an awareness across the world of an enlightened being or an enlightened desire to have something different. And I think this is just really relational to the fact that we are in a new century, that we are required to think with a different mindset. Truly, based on what's happening in society, based on evolution, based on who we are as people and our nature as human beings, we are challenged by our limitations to develop. We are challenged solely for the purpose of becoming higher. And unless we choose to become higher by undertaking that which is being put upon us, that pressure that is being put upon us, then we cannot meet the requirements that are demanded of us. And this is why it is so important that you truly become aware and that you go to wherever resource you can go to, or whatever book or movie or philosopher or just a peer person or anything that can really help you go forward. So that is my mission. My mission is to really share with you that which I believe has made a difference. And today's subject matter is faith. And why I've chosen faith is because I honestly really believe that irrespective of where you are in life and what you are undertaking, faith is the underlying resource which either carries you through the difficult times or carries you through your confusion or your fear or your anxiety and carries you over to the other side before you're even there. Because you are always thinking and knowing that through faith, that which you seek and that which you envision lies ahead of you somewhere in the front. You might not know when, you might not know how, but you know that that lies right in front of you. And I also want to make mention to a previous recording that I had back in September 6th from its Positive Vibration Hour. This was with Corvette. Please go down and download that because Corvette is truly a phenomenal speaker and she is extremely, extremely powerful when it comes to speaking about faith as the prerequisite for life. And with faith, I will tell you that one of the things that I've, the distinctions that I actually made today as I was listening to Think and Grow Rich, I realized that there is a very small connection between, and I can say a very defining connection between what our mind thinks of and then what our heart feels. And this connection becomes a tie which is defined through faith. When you think of something, you're either going to choose to have faith in that or you're going to choose to discount what you thought of based on doubt. So in the absence of faith, doubt is what takes over. And faith is driven through your spirituality. Faith is driven through your nature of believing in something that you do not see, of believing in something that you just feel, that you know, that you know, that you know. And faith truly is the one force that when we look back in time and we look at people who have made a big difference in their lives or who have undergone great sacrifices, such as Nelson Mandela, you realize that the one driving force that just allowed them to go forward was having faith, was believing in a higher purpose, believing in a higher source, believing in a mission and a vision. And with 27 days to go from being in 2008, I just think it's very appropriate that we would focus on this theme of faith. And I'd like to read from a book which it's a prosperity classic. I picked it up. It's with through the Barnes & Noble, but it's Wallace Wattles again. He's, of course, the creator of The Science of Getting Rich, but this is The Science of Success, The Secret to Getting What You Want. And he speaks about faith, and what he says is the principle of health is moved by faith. Nothing else can call it into action, and only faith can enable you to relate yourself to health and sever your relation with disease in your thoughts. You will continue to think of disease unless you have faith in health. If you do not have faith, you will doubt. If you doubt, you will fear. And if you fear, you will relate yourself in mind to that which you fear. If you fear disease, you will think of yourself in connection with disease. And that will produce within yourself the form and motions of disease. In this particular chapter, which is actually The Science of Being Well, he talks about how if you're focusing in faith, then you can't focus in disease. Now, if you are not focusing and you do not have faith to well-being and health, then by default, you are focusing on disease, and that's what you're giving power to. And that draws us back to the fact that we are in control. We are in control of our choices. We are in control of the meaning we give our experiences. And truly, we are in control of what we allow into our minds, because what we allow into our minds is going to go straight into our hearts. And every experience that becomes meaningful to us is an experience that is aligned to an emotional state of being. That is so important, because when you can align an emotion to a state of being, that state of being becomes ingrained in you, and you are always able to go back to that state by thinking. That is why that's actually called, in the coaching world, it's called anchoring. An anchor is a way of capturing an emotion by aligning either a sound or a sight or a smell. It's about linking something that you can grasp to that emotion. And in the future, anytime you want to feel that emotion, all you need to do is go back to that which you grasp. So think of it as if you're happy, for example, if you're having a great time, if you're at a party and you really love it, you know, let's say, you know, you're there with friends and something special happens or something unique happens, you know, and you just start laughing and cracking up, or you happen to smell something great and you're like, this just smells so awesome, I love it. Next time in the future, you might be in another gathering and you might happen to smell the same smell, or something similar to that time that you were laughing will arise, and immediately it will link you back to that place that you were at before. Or also it would make you feel happy the way you were before. And the same thing happens when it's opposite. The same thing happens when it is something negative. And we tend to remember those negative times a lot more clearly than we remember the good times. So when we talk about faith, we must remember and recall that we are choosing this. We are choosing faith to be our underlying source of power. In Think and Grow Rich, it says faith is the head chemist of the mind. And when faith is blended with thought, the thought will operate so that it goes into your subconscious, and what will happen is it will translate into a spiritual equivalent, and the spiritual equivalent is the impetus to make you move forward. You know, why is it that people act when they are in dire straits? A lot of people will really come across as you know, major forces when they find themselves in situations where their spirit is compromised. Think of, if you know, the stories of war. Think of situations where people that wanted to save themselves or save their family members, they were willing to undergo great dangers, and they were willing to go in front of in battle or in front of a bullet just to be able to save their family members or to be able to save themselves. I had a story of a woman recently who, she escaped Hungary, and she was able to escape bullets flying across her head just to get there. And I actually have a call that I would like to take at this point, as this is a surprise, but I will take this call. Hi, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello.
How are you? Welcome on the show.
Thank you.
And how can I help you?
I'm calling you to listen.
Okay, great. Well, not to put you on the spot, I just wanted to welcome you on board, and it's great having you, and thank you, and then I'm going to continue.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about, though, in times of strife.
What do you mean about that?
Well, exactly that you're put under pressure and that you're really pushed to your limit.
And do you think that faith is definitely the driving force?
Absolutely. Absolutely, totally, 100%.
And how has that manifested itself in your life?
Well, it is at the moment, actually, because as you know, we can be under extreme pressure at times, and I think having a strong faith is something that really pays off, because Believing that it is all for the greater good.
Now, I have a question for you. Would you say, because you've just brought this to mind, would you say that faith is specific to a thing, a place, a person, or just a force? Like that force can be anything?
A force, I would say a force in emotion and a feeling.
So all of those together, depending on what is more personal to you, that itself will become that faith factor that underlies your willingness to go forward.
That's right.
It's very interesting because I've often found that in the process of this, when I've come across a lot of people, you know, especially people who do not have a strong spiritual, alliance, these people tend to be those who give up easily. These people tend to be individuals who are lost, who are confused, who are ambivalent, who are very unsure and filled with doubt,
right,
because they, a lot of the times, in the lack of a spiritual connection, sometimes they give their alliance to things that are material, or they give their alliance to people, which obviously it's a mistake, because we, all of us, make mistakes continuously, and all of us are weak in our own abilities. So, you know, I think that you've brought that point across, which when you say the ability to have a spiritual connection that's outside of yourself, that becomes that underlying force that just drives you forward.
Right. And also knowing what your outcome is, knowing, having a goal and setting your mind to achieve it, come what may.
But then how do you know that you're going to have that goal?
Because you feel it. It's in your soul.
You feel it. That's what comes down to having faith, in your vision, having faith in your future, having faith in your going forward, which stems from having that it's funny because everything needs to have an origin, and the origin of faith also is having that goal and that vision, because without that vision, people perish.
Right.
Without a vision...
I think largely, the biggest part of this is knowing what your outcome is, and no matter what obstacles get in the way, you will come hell or high water, it's persistence. It's knowing where you want to, what you want to achieve, and how you're going to get there. And you can come across, you know, anything could be thrown in your way. And rather than finding it as a blockade, having it be a barrier, you find your way around it, in, under, around, or through it.
And that's very, very true, because it says here when you have that faith, that becomes your potency, and you know, with that, you overcome the conditions that are imposed upon you by your limitations or by the challenges that which you have.
Right.
And that's very key. Well, I do thank you for listening, and I thank you for sharing with us. It's been a pleasure, and I hope you keep on listening.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, to continue that was great. That's a great exchange. I think this program definitely works best when we can also have the input of others, because we can all learn from another person's situation. That brings to mind as well that in the mornings from Monday through Friday at 7 a.m., there is a team of experts, including myself. I would call myself an expert in this area of empowerment. And that's come, of course, through my own distinctions and my own testimony and learning through my own skin and bones and hardships. But I've paid the dues, so I can only speak for my experience, and within that experience share with you the distinctions that I've made. So the actual morning show is called Wake Up to Empowerment, and that is with Joe Pipitone, Penny Wild, and myself. And there are tremendously great programs that really half-an-hour segments that we have been recording for a few months now, and it is a live show, and you can reach that through blogtalkradio.com/CFL, as in Coaching for Life, and the number there is also 347-215-8800. You can call that every morning from 7 to 7:30 and participate in the discussion, or you can also go to the archive and listen to some of the shows, because they truly are all about empowerment and anything that propels you forward to having a better life and having choice. So going back, I would say, to faith, this is an universal component that really distinguishes people who are optimistic and who tend to have a better way of living. And if you are at a place where you are unsure of how you are to develop this, we all have it. We all have it within us. It's simply a matter of listening to it and just encouraging it. And one of the suggestions that I can have for you is, number one, to align yourself with the mindset of abundance and of truly of what the gifts that you have are. Because we all are created to have an abundance of being, and we've all been created to really manifest that which is high in our realm of truly of consciousness. So what you would perhaps be able to do is align yourself with books, with authors who speak of these issues. Just go and sift through anywhere right now. You go to Barnes & Noble or go to Border Books or any of these places, and they are replete with so many authors coming up with just these books. After The Secret launched, after The Secret came out, it's like everyone has a secret now. But The Secret goes back to Wallace Wattles. He's the original creator of the Secret. The Secret was, I mean, the Wallace Wattles book was a 66-page book, I believe. And this is the woman who created The Secret. That's the book that came across her hands. And then she had faith, and she believed that she had a purpose. And when she had this book, she was going through a difficult time in her life. And because she had faith, she was able to believe in herself and able to say, I'm going to take this book, and I have an idea, and I'm going to put it to the test. And through faith, she met Bob Proctor on an aircraft. And through faith, she made the phone calls that she did. And next thing you know, here is a video being recorded with top speakers who now have become world famous, who are multimillionaires, who've all extended themselves and gone across and are creating their own philosophies to the empowerment of others. And of course, people came and criticized The Secret as well, saying, well, this is intellectual. Well, this is not really showing you the power of suggestion. It's not showing you the power of manifestation. You know what? It doesn't matter. The point is that it made an impact. The point is that it's helping people. The point is that it's giving people an awareness as to more education that's out there. It's made people conscious that, you know what? People are using this. And yes, it takes more than just reading the book. It takes more than just watching the movie. It takes action. Action is what makes the difference. But in order for you to even pick up the book or to even go watch a movie, you need to have some level of faith that there is something else out there than what you see. I'll repeat that. You need to have faith that there is something else out there aside from what you see. And that is the definition of faith. Faith is believing in something even when you do not see a physical manifestation of it. If you can see it, and that's not having faith. That's you having proof, or realistic proof, or your perception of what that truth is. Faith is knowing that you know that you know that you know, no matter what's going to happen. Faith is that you have, and if you put your faith in man, then there, that's a mistake. Because if you put your faith in another person, you have no ideas what their constraints are. And though that person may be coming through, or that maybe though that person might have been all willing to be there for you, maybe that person found themselves in a difficult situation as well. So where you need to go forward is in putting your faith in something greater, something bigger, something that's omnipotent, something that is omniscient, something that is everywhere. And that something, from my perspective, is God. Now, people out there in the world might say and might have a contradictory statement toward that. We all have that right. There is, some people will say, you know what, you have that magnificent force of the world, of the universe. That's true as well. When it comes to us putting our faith, we must put our faith above and beyond our realm of abilities based on that God-given right and on that God-given power for us to be who we are meant to be. And you cannot talk about faith and not talk about God, because that is the biggest driving force in this world that can permit us to go forward and to get through difficult times and to get through challenges and to allow ourselves to look at ourselves and say, you know what, maybe I'm not right. Maybe I make mistakes. Maybe I need help. Maybe I need guidance. The only way that that happens is when we become vulnerable enough to recognize that. And when we believe in that saving grace, then we know that there is an outlet. We know that it's a way forward. And we know that no matter what, and no matter who comes across us, there will always be someone there who loves us, who cares for us. We'll always know there is salvation across. That's an amazing, that's right there and then. It's an amazing strength to be guiding us through our journey. You know, for me, obviously, as I am talking to you, I am reminding myself of this because I myself have to use this every day, honestly. In the absence of that, doubt will overtake you. So you need to really become very conscious about what your level of faith is. And if your level of faith is not there that you need in order to sustain your life, then you need to really put yourself in a place where you can observe it develop. That means go to a group, go to a church, go to a pastor, read books, listen to audio, devote yourself. Devote yourself through prayer. Devote yourself through meditation. Listen to your own internal self. But don't sit there and just allow your thoughts to let you go through, because when you do that, you're just going around in circles in your head. Because our head, it's kind of like a storage closet. That's all it is. It's just a file cabinet that puts in folders that we've created based on our experience. Our soul knows. Our spirit knows. Just like the person that called before, it's your soul that will guide you, and your soul knows a lot more, and it knows because it is connected to a higher purpose and with a higher being. So I'm coming down on my 30 minutes, and I just wanted to once again thank you and let you know to go back onto the file and download the archive shows. And look out for Thursday's programming, as this involves a leader, a coach, an entrepreneur, a contributor to come. And with his or her guidance, we'll be moving forward into Power to Be You. Thank you for listening, and I will be with you once again on Thursday.